These abilities require certain characteristics in a flagger. First and foremost, flaggers must have a sense of responsibility for the public and for worker safety. Their primary duties and responsibilities revolve around this proper attitude. Second, they must have adequate training and safe traffic control practices that they can implement in the field. This course provides training on basic procedures and techniques, which form a foundation for their in-field flagging performance. Flaggers also should be in good physical condition, including sight, mobility, and hearing, so that they can see and hear traffic approaching and be able to react and get out of the way of an errant vehicle. Combining a good attitude and good physical condition with being mentally alert will help keep flaggers safe in a work zone. Flaggers must communicate in a courteous but firm manner. Motorists will adhere to clear, concise commands. If a flagger is hesitant or unclear in their directions, motorists can become confused. Lastly, a neat, professional appearance will enhance the motorist's willingness to respect your commands and actions.